Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So the economy is doing quite well. Unemployment is low. Last the number I saw was 3.7%, which is astounding. 7.1 unfilled jobs, which does create pressure because we need to make sure that we're looking at our employee and our coworkers, and we're seeing, do we need to give them raises? Do we need to be competitive? We want to be careful that we don't lose them. But many people right now are being more successful than they've been in years. But here's the problem or the challenge. I expect that it's going to go on for quite a while because there is momentum right now in the country, and there is no reason to think that that momentum will stop. But success can be fleeting. You can have a very successful year, and the country can be doing quite well, but your competition has understood exactly what you're doing. They put things in place, marketing in place. They understand your weakness. They've actually capitalized on it, and all of a sudden you're not having a good year. So if you are having a good year, I want you to embrace it. You know, the year is going to be over before you know it. I want you to say it was a fantastic year, and I want you to realize that was old information. I don't want you to just ride on your success. Of course, we want to take the momentum and we want to move it into the next month and the next month and the next month, but we need to understand that we need to perform all the time. We just can't stop performing. We can't stop serving our market. We can't stop serving our customers, our vendors. We have to make sure that we understand that we are only as good as we are today. The success that we have comes from yesterday. It doesn't come from today. Today is a whole new day. Tomorrow is a whole new day. We have to repeat the success day after day after day, and if we do that at the end of the year, we make a profit. So we can't just ride that wave of success and say, oh, we are just successful. We have to look and we have to continue to say exactly how can we improve our business. No matter how successful we are, how can we improve our relationship with our employees? How can we serve our customers better? How can we make sure that our vendors are happy with us and they want to sell us and we're a priority and we can actually ask them for a little discount because we're such a good customer? You must be present when it comes to success. Success is what happened yesterday. It doesn't mean that you will be successful today. I want you to be successful today. You want to be successful today. So you have to think about what's going to make me successful. And you also have to think about the past, and you have to say to yourself, what in my business life has made me fail? What has cost me money? What happened when I didn't have a profitable year? And you study those things and you analyze them. You analyze the success so you continue it on. You analyze the failure so you don't make the same mistake again. Every single day is important. The first of the month, you are stone cold broke. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter how much your receivables are. It doesn't matter what you did last month. If you take the approach that every single month, on the first of the month, you have to make your goals, you have to meet your numbers. At the end of the year, you look at your financial statement and you'll go, it was a really good year. And then it starts over again. No, don't be fooled by success. Don't become complacent because you are successful. Because if you do, you'll find that the success will just go away. And we don't want that to happen. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to Talking Business with You.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.